Hey, asshole. Surprised to hear from me again?
I know I said I was done wasting energy on you, but I just couldn't help myself.
So, speaking of things that probably surprised you, although it didn't surprise me at all, sorry to hear that Kimberly cheated on you and dumped you. Just to be clear, I'm not sorry you got hurt. I actually really enjoyed that part. I'm more sorry that a bitchy fake friend like her is probably having regular orgasms now. She deserved a lifetime of pleasure-free sex with you. But really, it's for the best. At least you're not getting any sex at all now. If I'm being really honest, you probably wouldn't deserve regular sex even if you were a good guy. If you were willing to give oral, maybe you'd earn some blowjobs. But I'm starting to think only guys with actual dicks should get pussy. Reciprocity and all that, you know. I mean, just a hypothetical. Since in 2 years of dating, you never went down on me a single fucking time. So, really, you having a worthless dick is just karma. Speaking of guys with actual dicks, Jake is here with me. He really got a kick out of the last voicemail. Fucked me like 4 times that night. I lost count of how many times I came. That's another edge he has on you, by the way. He can fuck for hours. Even if he comes, half the time he just keeps going. Honestly, there are nights I have to tap out before him. Sorry, that's not relatable content for you. If you couldn't tell, Jake just bent me over and fuck, shoved that god cock all the way into me. Fuck, it feels so fucking good. Can you imagine a girl who'd let you fuck her anytime, anywhere like this? No, me neither. Oh, fuck. Sorry, sweetie, but nothing will dry a pussy out faster than seeing that little golf pencil you've got. You know, maybe I should feel a little bad for you. You'll never really know how good pussy feels. I'm wrapped so tight around Jake, I can feel the veins in his cock throbbing. He barely even grazed my walls. It must feel so much better to him. Although, it makes it even more pathetic that you could never last very long. Did you last longer for Kimberly? She's such a loose whore, I bet it'd be easier. I doubt it, though. Fuck, that felt good. Oh, so fucking amazing. When he fucks me straight through an orgasm. You know, I actually squirted all over him there. Did you know I could do that? Oh, right, of course not. So fucking sad that you always wanted to be called daddy. This is a real fucking daddy cock in me right now. It's as big as my fucking forearm. And your little penis is closer to one of my fingers. Probably my pinky. By the way, thanks for that dick pic you sent me the other night when you were drunk. We got a hell of a laugh out of it. I actually may or may not have sent it around to my girlfriends, who sent it to their girlfriends. Yeah, half the girls in the city probably know you're a tiny dicked bitch by now. I'd apologize for ruining your life, but I made a lot of others better. Maybe I should get some kind of award. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close again already. I can feel Jake pulsing inside me. I know he is too. I can't imagine putting this magnificent thing on a condom. It deserves nothing but the best, bare, unprotected cunt. Hey, don't feel so bad. On your best day, yours might deserve your hand. Fuck. Oh, so close. Yes, daddy, fuck my pussy up. Oh, it feels so fucking good, daddy. Oh, fuck. Yes, daddy, come in me. Oh, fuck, that was so good. Oh, sorry. He fucked me so good, I forgot we were recording for a minute. My bad. I'd say I hope you didn't think I was calling you daddy, but come on. Seriously? I love the feeling of his cum dripping down my thighs. So thick, so sticky, so tasty. Really, everything about him is better than you. Actually, funny story. I tried putting one of your condoms on him, just as a joke. It tore before it made it past the head. All right, Jake wants to fuck my throat now, so I'll be hanging up. Oh, wait, before I go, I should probably tell you. It was Jake that Kimberly cheated on you with. I sent him to fuck her, just to humiliate you a bit more. Worth it. Maybe next time we'll call you together while we worship his dick. Bye-bye, babe. For now, anyway.